time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird-Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird-Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry Bowen joins me now for the High School Report. And, Larry, what do you got going on today?
I'm looking forward to this. It's something a little bit different. Aubrey, over the course of the last year or two or 14, however long we've been on the air with the show here, I've had actually two College Station school district superintendents and also the current Bryan ISD superintendent, Tommy Wallace, on the show. And today we're going to have the Allen Academy head of school, Matt Rush, and I'm they're a private school, but as best as I can figure, with my limited bit of knowledge, the head of school is pretty much the superintendent for the Allen Academy school systems. That's the way I would look at it. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity, and it was great to see you after many, many years away from Bryan College Station the other day.
What we need, I'm going to do full disclosure here, Matt, and it speaks to my age and diminishing mental faculties, but I was out there last week. I did interviews with your head football coach, Jason Jolly, and Cody Vega, for a story that will run in our preseason football section, which will be coming up next week. I really enjoyed that. Cody is a very interesting young man, but as I was leaving, I do what I do, which is talk to everybody who will stand still long enough for me to talk. But I've got to admit, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm going to just admit it, I had known you in a previous life, and I didn't remember, and it's embarrassing, but you know, I was like, hi, I'm Larry Bowen. You're going, yeah, I used to sit right next to you in the press conferences back in the old days. But Matt, you were an A&M student. You did work for the battalion doing sports, and so even though the old man can't remember it, we had a connection a long time ago. Tell us about being at A&M and working for the battalion. And you were there really when they had it going pretty well.
Yeah, we anybody who I meet who was at A&M in that same era, we say the good old days. And of course, it's a little bit of Bruce Springsteen glory days stuff. But you know, the football team was really dominant, and I think we lost maybe three games total in the 4 years that I was there. And a tie to SMU, but it was a great time to be a student. It's always a great thing to be an Aggie, and you know, that's one of the reasons I decided to come back to Bryan College Station. And certainly missed the battalion days, but had a great time writing sports and covering, you know, football and basketball and baseball, and meeting some amazing people, coaches, sports writers, everybody. So I look back on my time very fondly at A&M.
Now, Matt, was I anywhere close to the ballpark as the head of school at Allen, basically the superintendent? I mean, that's pretty much a corresponding deal. You guys are like king of the world, pretty much, right?
I think that's it's a fair analogy. I mean, an independent private school is a little different, certainly from a size perspective. I don't know how superintendents of big districts do it, whether it's Bryan, College Station, Houston, Dallas, whatever. So my role is not nearly as many people. I'd liken it more to like a president of a small private college. So,
right.
You know, you know everybody, but the sort of day-to-day operations, leave that to the certainly great faculty and the heads of school, which are basically like the, I said, division heads. They're basically like the principals,
right,
of each of the areas of the school. So
tell us, we're visiting with Allen Academy's Matt Rush. He's the head of school there at the private school. And I bumped into Matt last week doing some football interviews. Matt, it's kind of interesting. I talked, we did have Tommy Wallace on the show several months back, the Bryan superintendent, and he had come up through coaching, something I didn't even know. And I know that some of the other superintendents and administrators that I've dealt with over the years in public schools in particular have sports backgrounds, whether it was as an athlete or sometimes an athlete and a coach. Just kind of give us the Reader's Digest version. I know you grew up in the Dallas area, or at least I thought I knew that. I've forgotten everything else. I might have forgotten that as well. But you grew up in that part of the country. But tell us about your athletics background, because you did come here and you did work for the battalion and you covered sports. It's not like you were into opera and you got to A&M and decided to be a sports fan. You must have a sports background.
Yeah, well, no one wants to hear me sing, that's for sure. No, I did grow up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I went to a school much like Allen, a little bit bigger, but same kind of ethos of the place, Green Hill School in Dallas. And I went there kindergarten through 12th grade and then came down to A&M and, you know, just like anybody else, played the high school sports. And, you know, baseball was my primary focus and, you know, attempted the long shot to walk on to the A&M baseball team. But as you might recall, at least in the 92-93 season, we were number one in the nation for a while. So certainly not good enough to play at that level. But I've been very fortunate to have coached at the college level, at the University of Dallas and also at Columbia University in New York City, and also got to be, this is a story for another time, but got to be the assistant baseball coach of the Great Britain Olympic baseball team. So, coaching there, and got a chance to coach high school football at Green Hill, won a state title up there. So very fortunate to be around some great kids and great coaches and have some success. So sports definitely a part of my life.
You have a connection just as some of the other administrators that we've talked to over the years. So I'll ask you something, Matt, kind of philosophical. But, you know, it's the high school report. I mean, we get deep. We dig into things. But talk to us. And your situation is different because it is a small private school. It's not like Bryan or College Station or Rudder or Consol where, there, you know, you have smaller classes. Your senior class several years ago when my son graduated, they had 24 in the senior class. And from what I heard the other day, basically your class sizes have remained somewhere close to that. I'd like to congratulate you on not following A&M to go into 80,000 students. But talk about how you see, I mean, you have a background. You've been part of it. How do you see athletics fitting into the overall thing? Now, it's not public money. If I have one of the superintendents from Bryan or College Station, I can hit them over the head with the public money thing. It's the same thing. It's a youth of our community that we talk about in our show. And you guys, it's your job to educate them and to help make them into people that contribute to our society. How do you see sports fitting in? And I don't know if it's fair to ask you that question. It probably is a 15-minute answer, and I'm going to give you about two. But how it works, and maybe in particular at y'all's school.
I think the size is a really helpful thing for us because, you know, a lot of schools talk about student athletes, and the reality is for us is we don't have athletics without all of our students participating. So, you know, We ebb and flow as the talent in terms of athletics comes and goes, but we also don't see athletics as a separate part of the educational component of Allen Academy. It's a part of the deal, and learning how to be on a team, play with the team, and opportunities that you might not get at a bigger school, a public school, and that's no disrespect to them, but you know, when you don't cut in a middle school sport, because you say you want to come out and try something new, great. So we see a lot of value in the opportunities that are presented, not only with athletics, but some of our other things as well. But specifically, since you asked about athletics, it's a huge part of an area for someone to grow before they get out of high school. So I think last year we had something like 75-80% of our students play at least one sport, and we had numerous students play all three seasons, and even within that, Carter Cassell, who was a senior last year, he was one of our best football players, MVP. We didn't have enough guys to run in the state cross-country meet, so he put on his shoes and ran as the fifth guy. So that just sort of typifies our school and everybody pitching in and helping each other out.
We've got a couple minutes left with Matt Rush, the head of school at Allen Academy, and we appreciate Matt taking the time to be with us. I know this morning my sources tell me that there was an open house, and so he's probably, you wouldn't believe this, he's probably relieved to be talking to me after talking to parents, and I know the parents' questions have got to be harder than mine. I want to ask you this, Matt. This happened before you got to the school. Is this your second year there now, Matt, or am I making that up?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird weird answer, because I actually started in May of actually two classes ago, so that last month of school. With the class of, what is that, 14, I guess.
Right.
There was an interim situation, and they allowed me to start in May. So,
right.
Yes, my second full school year.
Well, you weren't part of this decision or part of this process, but it was rather contentious. I'm sure you know the history of it, but Allen Academy actually was one of the founding schools of TAPS, the Texas
yes.
Association of Private and Parochial Schools, and was a leading member for a long time. And then there was some disagreement with that organization, and Allen Academy moved to Texas Christian Athletic League. It's
right.
a smaller league. It's it gets less credit and less respect. I don't mean necessarily from me, but that's just generally the way people see it, in particular because it is smaller and it's not as established.
Sure.
But can you talk about it? It seems as if, and you've just come into this the last couple of years, but it seems, and I wrote stories about this with Jason Jolly and Dave Bliss when Dave was there, it seems like it's been a good fit. Now, I had to ask Jason Jolly and Cody Vega last week, because he is such an exceptional athlete, how does he fit in? And part of the story is, you know, is he the big fish in a small pond? Because it is a smaller school, and it is in TCAL. But it seems to be working for you guys. I don't know if you spend much time having to defend the fact that you're in TCAL. If maybe the academics are so important to you guys that extracurriculars and the organization that monitors them is not the most important thing. I'm just curious, you came into this deal and it was done. I mean, it's what
right.
you inherited. How do you feel about Allen and your fit and how you guys are regarding the organization?
Right, so a great question, and certainly have a pretty good sense of the history of both TAPS and TCAL as it pertains to Allen. I spent the last year evaluating, and I was working alongside Dave, of course, and the coaches, evaluating whether TCAL is the right fit for us in terms of like-minded schools that are a part of that. And obviously, we've been very successful in TCAL. We won six state titles last year, and I mean nothing to take away from our athletes, our coaches, but if you asked any student on campus, they would say they want better, different competition, and so that's something that I took into consideration. And actually, Jason and I had a meeting with the TAPS board in early June to, I'd say, clear the air, make sure that we were all on the same page. They had some internal things going on as well the last 4 or 5 years, and they've made some changes, and so we're investigating what's going to be ultimately best for our school and our student athletes. We will certainly honor our commitment to TCAL this school year, but I'm not sure. I can't say right now what we're going to do for 16-17.
Right. So there is a possibility that you could go back into the bigger, more established league.
Right. And
so you're saying we actually got news on the high school report Matt. I mean, it's. I'm sure the guys back at the studio are probably passed out. We won't have anybody to play commercials.
Well,
that's a good. I'm glad we asked you because it has been an issue. You've been so successful, but in the case of football, Jason Jolly has to go out and find tap schools and public schools to play to try to get your kids competition. It's the same thing he did last year. It's the same thing he's doing this year. And you guys, I know Jason said you're rebuilding a little bit. You could very well lose one or two or a couple of games at the beginning of the season and wind up winning a state championship and just killing people.
Right.
So, and I think it's an interesting question, and we will keep up with it. I want to thank you for being on with us. And the other thing, too, is bless your heart. I know you were tempted, and there's probably a lot of people that wanted you to make fun of me for all the stupid questions that I asked at Coach Slocum's press conference when you were at the battalion. But you were nice enough not to do that, and you were also nice enough to be on with me even when I had to admit that I didn't remember you. You have to remember, though, that from the college years to the head of school years, things change a little bit.
They do, and neither one of us are getting any younger. But Larry, I say this all the time when people ask me about my time at the battalion. I say, I remember Tuesday mornings in the fall very well because we'd sit down in Kane Hall, which was like the gem of campus at the time, and you always, Coach Slocum always turned to you and said, what do we got, Larry? You always got first questions. So I remember those days fondly.
I thought you would remember the chicken fried steaks at Kane Hall, Matt. That's probably what I remember best. Well, thanks very much for your time. We wish you guys the best. We appreciate you and what you're doing over there. And maybe we'll be talking to you about the future of the school as we go along.
That would be great, and I really appreciate you guys asking me to be on today.
Okay, thanks. That's Matt Rush. He's the head of school at Allen Academy. Jason, Aubrey, I was talking about Jason because he's interim athletic director, yeah. Jason Jolly, their football coach that I interviewed. But Aubrey, that's newsworthy there, even that they're even considering the fact that they might go back to TAPS because they've done so much, but it's not their fault. It's not the student-athletes' fault. Cody Vega, the guy I'm writing about, 9 state championships.
There you go.
But, it's not his fault they're in TCAL.
Yeah.
So I think it would be interesting if they thought about going back. You coached in TAPS, so you're a big TAPS guy.
I'm a TAPS guy. What can I say? There you go. That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll come back real quick with the news. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.